So we're going to discuss today, we're going to continue still on the topic of Asul Adam Lohanus Beno Elam Ezeb Lai Bracha, right? That the Maskanas HaGemara was that the way we know that you have to make a bracha is from Asul Adam Lohanus Beno Elam Ezeb Lai Bracha. It's a svara that you're not allowed to have anah from this world without a bracha. Last week, we discussed whether Asul Adam Lohanus Beno Elam Ezeb Lai Bracha, what does that mean? Is that an isser? Like a literal isser, as a like a loisaseh, you're not allowed to eat without making a bracha, or is it just another way, an application of the chi of bracha? Which means is you have a mitzvah bracha, so you aren't allowed to eat unless you are mekayim your mitzvah. Similarly, you can't eat outside a sukkah because you need to do a mitzvah of sukkah. You can't walk around with a clothing that has four corners because you need to do a mitzvah of tzitzis, but there's no isser involved other than just that you need to do your mitzvah. And we spoke about the numerous differences, you know. There are situations where you're not mechuyev in a bracha, an einan is pata from a bracha, you're anus, you're in a place where you can make a bracha, and therefore as far as making brachas are concerned, you'd be an einus, but would that prevent you from eating? Because it's true, you can't make a bracha, you have no chiyev, but is there an isser? And an isser, you're not to be ever, and that's what we discussed back and forth, and Rebbe Feger, and so on and so forth. Now, this week, we're going to discuss that the Gemara says, Asul Adam Lohanus Beno Elam Ezeb Lai Bracha is a svara, right? Very nice, it's a svara. But what is it a svara for? The whole Gemara was trying to determine whether we make a bracha rishayna and a bracha achrayna, right? Kaddish Hilulim Hashem, there initially we said both Hilulims are to teach you bracha rishayna and bracha achrayna. Then the Gemara said, I only have one. The Gemara says, you make a kal v'chaymer. Fine. But now we finish and we say, okay, you know, that all doesn't work. So svara. But what is the svara? What does the svara apply to? So what would you think offhand, you know, just from learning the Gemara, what would you think the svara should apply to? Bracha Rishayna or Bracha Achrayna? Huh? Rishayna. Why?
Because you
haven't eaten. And? Asul Adam Shiyatan. Okay. Anybody have a dissenting view? Any other possibility that somehow it could apply to Bracha Achrayna?
Yeah, well, we know there are certainly instances where Bracha Achrayna is chayef, yet not Bracha Rishayna. So one would think if
you mean?
Yes.
Okay.
So if you would think about which one it's going to be, maybe the default should be the one that we know you sometimes hide.
That's true, but he's asking that the svara seems to be only something that should be applicable to bracha rishayna, right? The svara is you're not allowed to be nehena without a bracha. That sounds like a bracha rishayna type of svara, right? You can't start eating with, right?
Unless the hana is the satisfaction, which is only when you die.
The svia.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, so that's a possibility, right? Yeah. Possibility is that the hana, we're not referring to the hana of tasting, even though it says, before it said shiyatan, but here it just says shihana, you're not allowed to have hana. So have the hana and then make a bracha, meaning the hana of being satiated. Now if you look at Rashi, Rashi actually says it a little funny. Rashi dibra maskal el svarahu, the end of that Rashi, he says, el svarahu, the kivin de nehena, tzarach lahaydis lamishabaram. Right? If you would ask me, I would say this Rashi is specifically referring to Bracha Achrayna, and he's not referring to Bracha Rishayna, right? He says, Kivin de Nehena, since you had Hana, which is like an after the fact, right? Kivin de Nehena, Tzarach Lahaydis L'Mishabarim. Therefore, you have to make you have to give Hada. So he's actually taking the Gemara the opposite of the way we simply read it, which is interesting. But that's what he does, right? He takes the Gemara and he says, no, the opposite. It means once you're Nehenna, you have to be Maida, which would be specifically Bracha Achrayna, not Bracha Rishayna. Yeah.
Really, the posture of the flow of the Gemara should be it's only going on Bracha Rishayna, because that was the Gemara's question originally.
The Gemara said both, really. The Gemara said Bracha Rishayna and Achrayna, right? Kaddish Hilulim was both. Then the Gemara was this Kal V'Chaymer and this and that.
The Gemara's original question came from the perspective of both?
We mean, start from the Mishnah.
Yeah.
So I don't know. That's a good question. It's hard to know. But the first heresy the Gemara gives is both. So,
right.
So as far
I'm
as
not just saying that for no reason. Let's say when Rashi is coming to explain Pasuk on the Gemara, you would think
he should be going with the flow.
Yes.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah. So I don't know. But definitely this Rashi is odd. Right? Rashi seems to be pointing at Bracha Achrayna. Now take a look over here. There's a Chedush HaRashba and a Chedush HaRitva. And they disagree on this point. Let's start with the Ritva. El Svaruhu. I'm sorry. Kevin usually means because, no? Doesn't mean like because you were Nehenna? But Kevin means
since.
Since. So how do you read that? Kevin the Nehenna. Since you're looking to be Nehenna.
Kevin the Nehenna. It is something to be Nehenna from.
Okay.
Nehenna
is usually past. Kevin the right to Lahanis, I guess, would be the friend. Like some way to make a present tense out of it. I don't know. I guess we can, that would be maybe a dictate question. It wouldn't be the first thing that would hit you up, in any case, when you'd rush. I'm saying that wouldn't be what you'd imagine I was trying to say. Okay. So take a look at this Ritva. Elasvaru asula adam shihanim in ha'ilam azeb alevracha. Pirish. Mishum diksiv. By the way, it's interesting. In the set of Ritva, the classic set of Ritva, there is no Ritva on Mesechta Brachos. This can only be found in the cook Ritva. I should get my money back, but I brought a whole set. But we have to buy a separate. Apparently, it's like another ksaviyat. It's not part of the classic Ritva ksaviyat. Anyway, Ella, Svarhu Asala Adam Shihanim and Alam Zebla Bracha Pirish. Mishim Diksiv Lashem Haaretzum Laya. It says Hashem owns the whole world, Kidal Kaman. Veheich Yitol Adam Hashem Ishalai. How could a person take something which is not his? V'loi Yitol Mimen Rishus, and he won't ask permission first. Ikulhu Brachas Lufnehem. Asu Mehaisran. All the brachas that you have to make before you eat come from this Svara. Filah Shivas Aminim and even Shivas Aminim comes from here. The Kal V'Chaimer Deliya Leisa, because the Kal V'Chaimer that we made earlier, right? Kal V'Chaimer from that if you have to make a bracha achrayna kolshkin, you make a bracha rishayna leisa. That isn't another. It's not the Raisa Kedeksiv like I wrote earlier, which we saw. That was a lot of the sheets I gave out. There was a Rashba, same thing. Taisa says it. The Kal V'Chaimer is not a real Kal V'Chaimer. Imkain Kal Brachas Peres Lefneim Lebidrabanan or Birchas Peres Lefneim Amidrabanan. So he quite clearly says that this svar of Aslam Shahana Min Ayam Azeb Lai Bracha is referring to the Bracha Lefneim, right? Unequivocally, this is very clear. And he says, right, because he explains. Yeah, so that's the way he explains the svar. He says the svar of Aslam Shahana Min Ayam Azeb Lai Bracha means that everything belongs to Hashem. How could you take something without permission? You need to ask permission. You need Hashem to give it over to you, and he's not giving it over unless you make a bracha, like the Gemara says later. So therefore, that's all bracha rishayin. Now, move over to the Rashba. Hachi Yar Sinan. The Rashba says, "V'chala svarim svaruhu asala adam shi'hanim and adam zeb bracha kloimar v'kulu bein midi de barnatia ubein midi de la barnatia." Whether it's something that you plant or something that's not planted, bein laman de tani netter revai, bein laman de tani karam revai. Both manda amrim leka de toyin bracha lo lefanav lo lachar min atayra. There's nothing that requires a bracha, not before, not after min atayra. El shivas haminim bilvad, only shivas haminim shehein tunim lachrei min atayra. The shivas haminim require a bracha lachrei min atayra. Just as a aside, this is a big machlek tushanim. In other words, we all know that benching on bread is dairaisa. Shivas haminim is a very big machlek tushanim, whether it requires mehein shalish, this al peres. Is that a deraisa de gebracha or not? The Rashba, as you see, holds that it is. The Tor holds that it is. Other Rishonim say it's not. The Rush, I think, says it's not. And Shulchan Aruch as well, it's mentioned. This Machlokes is mentioned. It's Negeya, obviously, if you have a Suffolk and you don't know if you made it Al Paris or not. So if it's deraisa, you'd have to make it again. And if it's Darbana, you don't. So in Shulchan Aruch, it says you should eat more. It's a classic solution in Halchas Brachas. So anyway, Al Kapanim, the Rashba holds that it's deraisa. So the Rashba says that Shivas Haminim is deraisa. Because
you're going to eat more and you have a suffix about whether...
No, there's no suffix on your bracha rishayna. You know you made a bracha rishayna. You just don't know if you made a bracha achrayna. Oh, you mean if you made a bracha achrayna already. I'm sorry. Yes, you're right. It would. You would have to... Right. No. But he's asking, what about your bracha rishayna? Right. So, okay. I think the case is... I'll check it again. But I think the case is where he knows... He was ready to see if that's... That he for sure did. He for sure has to make a bracha rishayna. He for sure was Mesiach Das. He just doesn't know. It's like, you know, you left and then you say, oh, 1 second, did I make a bracha achrayna yet? So you finished eating. So the bracha achrayna, rishayna, you would have to make regardless. But that's a good question. Okay, anyway. Ha-shar minim, the Merajim says. Other minim, in other words, other than shivas haminim, potatoes. Bein lefneim, bein lachrayim, ein tunin klal el misfar. So the Merajim says, both bracha lefneim, both bracha lachrayim, don't need... They don't need minatayra ella misvara v'kras machtabam. So quite clearly, the Rashba says that the svara of asalad shalim min ha'elam zeblei bracha applies to bracha lefneim and bracha lachreim, which would work well with the lashon harashi if you want to, you know, if you read it as it seems to say. Rashi strangely seems to say only bracha lachreim, which is odd, but akabanim, at least it would include that. Now, in svara. Right. Now, this could be that this ties into what we were discussing last week. if Asul Adam Shliach Hanam Min Adam Zablai Bracha means an Isser, that's what it means. Right? It doesn't mean a Chiv Bracha. It means an Isser. It means Chazal said there's an Avera, a Lav, a Lois to say, Darbana Dig one, but an Isser to eat without making a Bracha, that I think can only apply to a Bracha Lefnehem. Right? Because that is all it applies to. It's you're now allowed to proceed without making a Bracha. Once you make a Bracha, that Isser falls off. And then it's over. So there's no Isser in place about making a bracha achrayna, that's after the fact already. You've eaten. So if we were to learn that asal adam shahanam and adam zablai bracha means an isser, that's the definition, so then I think that could only be bracha rishayna. That could only mean bracha rishayna like the Ritva. Whereas if we say asal adam shahanam and adam zablai bracha really is just explaining the chiyuv, is just giving a extra chaymer, an extra chumrah to the chiyuv, that the chiyuv is so strong that it's an isser, you're mevatel this mitzvah by not making a bracha, that can be both. That can be both before and after. You have the food, which you eat, and then you finished eating, and that requires two brachas, one before and one after, and you are now allowed to have that hana without doing the proper mitzvahs associated with it, which is before and after. Right? So that, in any case, it was not necessarily so, but the only tzad which can, you know, can accommodate the bracha la'achrav would be the tzad that it's a chiyuv, not that it's an iser. Iser would only apply to bracha lefanav. If it's a chiyuv, then it can be applied to bracha la'achrav also. It doesn't necessarily have to be that way, but at least we can understand that way. Then we can understand that. Okay, let me just show you one other source before we get to the next Maror Makom here. Look in, where is that Taisus? There is a Taisus later on. It's on Daf Yavi Gemaras. It's on Daf Lamed Tess, I believe. Yeah, the top Tesis and Lamed Tess Lamed Aleph. Just the first two lines of Tesis. The Gemara talks about over there bracha achrayna, whether you have, the Gemara is discussing the halacha that a bracha achrayna needs a shear. Right? You have to eat a certain amount of kazayas. The Gemara is discussing beria, something that is naturally whole, if that's enough. Anyway, the Gemara, Taisa says, hainu dafka bebracha shal achrav, the be'inan shear. It's only the bracha achrayna requires a shear. Ava bracha shal afanav, but the bracha rishayna, afil apaksimik a shear. Even a mashu, even a tiny bit, needs a bracha. Right, so Taisa says that why is it that there's a difference between bracha rishayna and bracha achrayna? Why is it that bracha rishayna is even a kalshu who requires a bracha, whereas bracha achrayna we only make after we've eaten the kezayis or so? Taisa says because there's a svara, asal adam shihanim and ha'ilam hazeh b'lay bracha. So that's why you can't even taste a little bit. So obviously, Taisus is understanding that Asul Adam Shehanim and Adam Zeb Bracha is only applicable to Bracha Rishayna, not to Bracha Achrayna. Because that is what he's using to differentiate between them and to say that's why Bracha Rishayna is even on a Kal Shehu and Bracha Achrayna is specifically on a Shir, Kazayas or whatever, because of this Svar of Asul Adam Shehanim. So clearly Taisus learned, like the Ritva, that Asul Adam Shehanim is only a Svara for Bracha Rishayna, not a Svara for Bracha Achrayna. Fine. Now, take a look at this next thing over here. This is a Sefer Emik Bracha. He was, his name was Arya Pomranchik. He was a Talmud of the Brisker Rav. He was actually Nifter Young, Nifter like at 40 or so. But he wrote three Svarim, which are very popular Svarim. So, this is one of his Svarim. So he writes over here like this. He quotes a Gemara later. This is Gemara Dafna Nalaf. A very odd Gemara. Bo'imene me Rav Chizda. What happens if someone ate and if you got to make a bracha? Do you make a bracha after you finished? So you had an apple, you finished the whole apple, then you chapped, you didn't make a bracha. So is the halacha that you can make a bracha after you're done? Not going to be anything more. Just make a bracha. Amar Ravina. The Gemara goes a whole back and forth. Then the maskana of the Gemara says, Amar Ravina hilkach, afilu gamra sudasa, even if you finished eating your suda, yachzor v'yivarach, make a bracha. The Tanya, and he makes a proof. Tabal ba'ala, someone who went to the mikvah, and then he came up. Aymer ba'ali yasai, you say after you come out of the mikvah, Baruch Hashem kedishanu b'mitzvayse v'tzivanu al hatfila. You make the bracha of the birchas mitzvahs of al hatfila after you come out of the mikvah. For the record, this is actually the way the bracha on the mikveh is made always. Women also, when they go to the mikveh, they make the bracha on the mikveh after they come out of the mikveh. Even though typically we always make brachas ayir las yasa and make brachas before, mikveh is an exception. It's just an interesting reason why. The reason is because there are certain situations where you can't make the bracha before. Where is that? Tefillas gerim. Alright, so tefillas gerim, ger, before he goes to the mikveh, he can't make the bracha. So he makes a bracha when he comes out. After he finishes the tefillah and he becomes a yid, that's when he makes the bracha. So therefore we said that all tefillas, you make the bracha afterwards. But women do, they go to the mikveh three times or two times, and they tevil once, they make the bracha, and then they tevil a second time. That's the way it's done. Here, some Sfaradim do seven times, I think. There's, well, all sorts of numbers out there. But in any case, the minimum two is one before and one after. Yeah. Anyway, lahi. Yeah, no, I think it's brought down. I think it's brought down seven times. Maybe Ben Ishchai. It's an official minute. Anyway, so Ravina wanted to prove from this. You see, you can make a bracha afterwards. So likewise, even if you ate and you finished eating and you didn't make a bracha, make your bracha of al ha'eitz or wherever after. But lahi, Bimar says that's not a good comparison. Hasa meikara gavra lechazi. There, the person wasn't able to make the bracha before. That's why he's allowed to make the bracha afterwards. Hacha meikara gavra chazi. Here, originally, he could have made the bracha before he started. Ve'hoyel ve'itchi, and since he didn't, he lost his chance. So this is a svara. It's a svara in mitzvahs, it's a svara in karbanis, that we say that nirv v'nidcha, if someone had an ability to do something, or if a karban was good, was able to be brought at a certain time, and you didn't, it's nidcha, and you can't do it anymore. So the Gemara is making a similar chilek over here. This guy couldn't make the bracha before, therefore he could, but by eating, you could have made the bracha before, you're a nira, you were able to, v'nidcha, and you didn't do it, so you can't do it anymore. So Pirush Rashi explains, Hasa Meikara Lechazi, over there originally you weren't able, V'havi Dichui Meikara, it was someone who was never able to, V'lav Dichui, and that's not called Dichui, Aval Hacha by us, by the Bracha of Ha'etz or whatever, Nira V'nidchehu, he was able to and he didn't, V'shuv V'nidchehu V'nira, then he can't do it anymore, V'chein Kasa Rifa Rambam, that's Halach. So he asks over here, L'chayre and move it, doesn't make any sense. Lama Tzarech L'hai Taima, why do you have to give this reason, the Dichui? That like we're employing an interesting klal of dichoy. We got mahaya salkadayt of the Ravina. What was Ravina's havamina? Sheivar berachas hamaytzi achak marachila. What was it sad that you would make a hamaytzi after you finished your bread? Habe berachas hananin. We're talking about berachas hananin. Ikar habracha delafneha niskan elafnei achila. The bracha of bracha lafnei achila, like a hamaytzi, was made specifically before mishum da asul lahanas ben ha'olam zebulei bracha, because you're not going to have a nah from this world without a bracha. Well, achar achila. Once you finish eating, mechuyev b'shul bracha acheres. You're mechuyev in a bracha achreina. B'mkein l'chayr l'shach klal l'varachay sach achila. What sense does it make to make the bracha afterwards? Mad dimin hu l'brichas ha-mitzvahs. And what connection would that have to brichas ha-mitzvahs? Shemarach ha-mivarachal ha-tfila achar ha-tfila. So he says, what doesn't make any sense that there should be a habimina? You should make a bracha after you ate. The whole point of the bracha is asal adim shahanim and adam zebulay bracha. You want to be nehena, you have to make the bracha. After you finish eating, you make a different bracha. You make a bracha achrayna on the sviya, because you're full. What sense does it make to make a maitzi after you finish eating? Birchas mitzvahs, that's not to be matter the mitzvah. It's a bracha we make, a haidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we were zeicha to do a mitzvah. There's no bracha achrayna on mitzvahs, right? You don't make, after you finish a mitzvah, you don't make a bracha. There's only one bracha. You make a bracha that we were zeicha to do a mitzvah. So that you can do after as well. So that would be that's why there's a back and forth. Do you do it before? Do you do it after? Etc. But a bracha on a hana, before you make it, after it's too late. You had the hana already. Too late. You missed it. That's the question. Ba'al karchav mukach mizeh, he says, from here you see a yisoid. The birchas and a hen and ikat dini. That in birchas and a hen and there's two halachas. Chada din iser. Number one, we know there's an iser. Kidika amra hagamara liyal daflam. But hey, svaruhu the asalan is mena adam zeb le bracha. Yeah, it's also to have enough in this world without a bracha. Oh, technical error over here. Ukeilu goes now to the next to the top of the column. You don't go to the next line. I cut and pasted. Whatever, made a mistake here. So anyway, ukeilu goes to the top. Ukeilu ma'al. Can a hand be kachish shemaim? It's as if you're ma'al because you're being having hanar from kachish shemaim. Va'id ikadin mitzvah. And aside from that, there's another halacha. There's a mitzvah. Shetaknu mitzvahs bracha lefanel. They made a mitzvah to make a bracha before eating. Kamay brachas amazon la'achreha. Right. So what the Eibik bracha is doing over here is then rather than getting involved in archakira or this machlekes rishonim, whether the svara means just an iser or just be bracha lefanav, and bracha achrav, he's saying both apply, both are true. There's an iser, and there's an iser to eat to eat without making a bracha, and that's svar. That's what the Gemara means by us svar who us ladim shilhanus ben adam zevul bracha, and that's what requires bracha brichas anenin lefanav. But there's another requirement of brichas anenin, and that's a chiyuv. And that's equivalent to the bracha l'achrav. The same way you have a chiyuv bracha l'achrav, you have a mitzvah bracha l'fanav, aside from the iser. There's also a mitzvah, a chiyuv. Shetakner mitzvah bracha l'fanav k'may brichas amazin l'achrav k'detani liyal. Like we have another source, Tafnil chesam beiz, ein liyal l'achrav, l'fanav minayin, armet kal v'chaymer, k'shu seveh mevar, k'shu rav l'koshken. So he shtals through the kal v'chaymer. Even though his kal v'chaymer doesn't remain, the Gemara mentions it later again, he's using it. V'al kain, la'achar ha'achila, after you've eaten. Nihida habracha mishum din iser. It's true, the bracha that you have to make because you're not allowed to be nehenna is an iser to be nehenna without a bracha. Shuvla shayachkan, that's too late. Shurikar nasa iser, you did the iser, you ate without making a bracha. Mikal makam hayisalka daitach de Ravina. Ravina thought, sheyivarach mishum dina de mitzvah greda. He thought that you can make a bracha because of the mitzvah alone. That's why he compared it to the bracha you make on tefillah of brichas mitzvahs. The kamosh shaycha hamitzvah, the bracha achar tefillah. The same way the brichas mitzvahs of bracha is can be done after the tefillah. Kamay can shaycha achachila. Likewise, you can do it after you eat. And this the Gemara slugs up. The shani hasan davidichem yekar. So the Gemara just has a side issue with that. That the difference is there. You were never able to make it, then you could. Mashenken habi nirav nidche. You were able to, then you weren't able to. V'shuv enichayz v'nir. Okay. So he says in Afkamina, he says, I'll give you a case where you can make a bracha rishayna lehalacha after you eat. What's that? I will mitachin gam achila dichemekar. If I could find you a case of achila where you are dichemekar, what's the case? Kigain b'shaka, someone forgot. V'hichnis mashkin l'teich pit. He put liquids into his mouth. Now he hasn't swallowed it yet. So he put liquids into his mouth, and now he's stuck. What should he do? If he swallows it, he's going to be swallowing it without a bracha. If he spits it out, then it's not going to be nigeh anymore. He can't. Then it's not going to be drinkable anymore. So what should he do? So the halacha is the tiny little the bailan. Halacha is that you swallow it. That's the halacha. So now here's a situation where a guy got him, and he shouldn't have put himself into the situation, but he put himself into a situation that he can't make a bracha. Before, he was a dachim mekar. He was in a situation where he wanted to eat, and he wasn't able to make a bracha. So be'emes, cause of a rush, the mevarach hacha bracha lefanav. The rush haka says that after you finish your drink, you make a bracha then, without drinking more. All right, so it proves this point. It proves this point. The habidichu mekara v'labidichu. Since it's a dichu mekara, he wasn't able to make the bracha at that time. Therefore, he can make the bracha afterwards. So even though there's no asa lahanas anymore, but you have the other halacha, there's a mitzvah bracha, and that mitzvah you mekayim afterwards. But darib kaddish, yeah. That is the halacha. I think we don't pass this way. We don't make the bracha afterwards. We don't pass like the rush. But the rush does say like that. He says that's what you should do. It's like swallow it.
What? One bite. You still have what to drink.
No. He's talking about nothing else. Yeah. You're done. You put down the whole swig. Yeah. That's over. Yeah.